Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I wanted to make some clarifications from our podcast yesterday regarding the five compartments of hell, and I will do that in just a second, but let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on this morning. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you had a plan before the foundation of the world, Lord, to send your son that we might be saved. Lord, help us to receive that salvation, Lord, and send revival in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I am going to read some information from a book I have, and it is entitled Bible Prophecy, God's Order of Events, and it is by Evangelist Donald Perkins. I took a class several years ago. It was Bible prophecy, and it was called The Study of Eschatology, which is the end time events. And so let me read from that. I left off yesterday a compartment of hell that was Tartarus, okay, and I had grouped another one. So let me give clarification on that. Tartarus is in 2 Peter 2 and 4 and Jude verse 6, and Tartarus is the Greek form of the word hell. It is the compartment where fallen angels are kept, reserved in chains of darkness until they are judged by God and cast into the final hell, the lake of fire. Now, Tartarus was where the angels kept not their first estate, but is reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness. And those were the angels that left heaven and kept not their first estate, and God is going to judge them. And they are being held right now in Tartarus. Then there is Abraham's bosom, and that is referenced in Luke chapter 16, verse 19 through 31. And Abraham's bosom is the place referred to as the paradise of old, and it is where the rich man died, woke up in hell, and Lazarus, the beggar that laid at the gate with sores, and he woke up in Abraham's bosom. And this is before, and let me read it. It was the compartment where all the righteous dead of the Old Testament were kept. And this is before Jesus came, were kept in Abraham's bosom. Now let's look at Hades or Sheol. Now Hades and Sheol are the same place, just two different words. One is Greek, Hades is Greek, and the other one, Sheol, is Hebrew for the words hell, okay? And Sheol is referenced in Isaiah 14 and 9, and Hades is referenced in Luke 16, 23, and Revelation 20, 13. Now, the bottomless pit, which is also known as the abyss, that is referenced in Revelation 9, verse 1 through 11. And finally, the lake of fire. Okay, let me back up. The abyss, let me tell you, the abyss is the place where Satan will be bound for 1,000 years during the millennial reign. Now, he is going to be locked up there for 1,000 years while Jesus is going to be on earth, and we're going to be with him. The saints are going to be with him. And that is during the millennial reign, where the influence of Satan will not be here. Okay? That is after the rapture, after the 7 years of the great tribulation, then Jesus will rule on the earth for 1,000 years. And those saints that were in Christ shall reign with him. Okay, but during that time, Satan will be bound up in the bottomless pit. Okay, then the lake of fire, which is also known as Gehenna. Now, I was saying those two separately yesterday. No, those are the same thing. The lake of fire and Gehenna are the same place. And the lake of fire is the eternal home of all sin and rebellion. Okay, and that is referenced in Revelation 20, 11 through 15, which we did read, which the beast, the false prophet, and Satan, and all people that reject reject Christ, reject him dying for our sins, reject the blood of Christ, will spend eternity in the lake of fire, being the second death. And also hell and death will be cast in there. And that's how we will have eternal life, because there will be no more hell and no more death for those that are left upon the earth after the millennial reign with Christ, being with him, that we stayed, that we are with him, we are saved with him, and there will be people that will still be saved during the millennial reign. Okay, and the people that reject him, and I hate to introduce this now, but I have to mention this, during even the millennial reign, at the end of that, people will still rebel. They will still rebel that came up during that millennial reign. They will still rebel because Satan will be loosed for a little season. And that will be the battle of Gog and Magog. But we will enter that at another time. But I just wanted to mention that. So now let's go back to the book of John. We left off on verse 24 of John chapter 5. Let us read verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. We've been talking about this. Salvation is here now. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, ask him to come into your life and save you. Be baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, and live. But you have to surrender and go to God and believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's read verse 26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. We've been discussing that. Christ has judgment. He has the authority and power to judge. Let's, just like we talked about in Acts 17 and 31, when Paul was talking to the people on Mars Hill, saying that judgment and that authority has been given to Christ. He has that. He's the one that died for our sins. So he has now the judgment authority. Okay, let's look at verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, which will be the rapture, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, which will be condemnation. But those that are in Christ, therefore there is no condemnation. We will not be condemned, those that are in Christ. But those that are not in Christ shall be condemned. They shall be judged. And we've been spending days talking about this. And if you have any questions, please email me. And if I don't have the answer, I will get the answer. I sit under a great bishop. His name is Bishop Willie E. Brooks, and he will help me if I do not have the answer. But we will search the scriptures. But you have any questions about what I am saying and you need further clarifications, email me at emeraldrosecsd@gmail.com. God is willing to save. That is what this is all about. We come into this earth, I said before, we come into this earth to enjoy the things that God have, but we come into this earth to make a decision. Whom shall you follow? What will you believe? Will you believe Christ unto eternal life, or will you believe death, hell, and Satan, okay, which is eternal damnation? May God bless you by the reading and hearing of his word, and may you be saved by the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.